If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis. We're in a series, of marvelous men, of pointing out men, and what most people have not attained is that June is men's mental health month. And it's not always easy. It's easier said than done when they tell you, be a man. And because it's just easier said than done. And I really want to spend this week, this month, digging into some of the weight that men carry. And so I'm going to walk through this today. Genesis 32, verse 24 through 31. I'm trying to, my iPad just started updating, but we're going to work it all the way through. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip. Let's go to 25. This thing just jumped. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched and as he wrestled with him. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have wrestled with God and with humans. Let me read that again. Because you have wrestled with God and with humans and have overcome, Jacob said, please tell me your name. But he replied, why do you ask my name? Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. Then the sun rose above him, and he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. I want to talk from this thought. Your future is waiting on a fight. Your future is waiting on a fight. Look at the person beside you, because this is going to get heavy. Your future is waiting on a fight. You have because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. There's a battle inside of each of us. Not of flesh, versus spirit. That's not the battle. The battle that most of us struggle with is person versus destiny. Where you have settled the choice whether you will live beneath your purpose or you're going to live in your purpose. There is a choice you have to make when you decide, if I am going to stay where I am, or am I going to really trust God and go where He has designed and desired me to go? There are some fights. Age won't automatically bring you into it. You won't mature into this one. You're going to just have to face this one. It doesn't get easier. It doesn't get better. It doesn't get lighter, because the weight of destiny is not an easy weight to hold. This place is a battlefield. But the problem is that it cannot be fought on the battlefield of clay, earth, dirt. This battlefield is in the fragile state of your heart and the tenderness of your mind. This place is filled with brokenness, hard choices, reflections, emptiness, breakdowns, panic attacks, worry, stress, depression, loneliness. Y'all don't talk to me today. I told y'all this wasn't going to be one of them, but I just need y'all to walk with me, because some of us can honestly say every Sunday ain't been shouting, but sometimes I've had to live in a place where I've had to acknowledge that the reality of who I am has been battling with who I want to be. Because it's easy to look at other people and talk about what they need to do, but some of us, the hardest conversations we have, but who Michael Jackson called the man in the mirror. I can tell you what to do. I got the spirit of discernment to tell me, to tell you exactly what you ought to be doing. But some of us can say we've gotten to what the world called our tipping point. You have to decide who you really are. And that's where we find Jacob. Jacob, this trickster. This Jacob that nobody was beyond getting tricked. He took advantage of his brother, of his daddy, favorite child. He was groomed to take advantage of people. So he didn't do it by himself, because sin always can gather a crowd. Yes. Mama was in it with him. And the trickster got the blessing and took off to his uncle's house and ran into a trickster that was slicker than him. Ran into his uncle at his uncle's house. While he was at his uncle's house, he went to marry the daughter at the uncle's house. And he went to marry the daughter at the uncle's house. And he did all of the work. And uncle gave him the wrong daughter. keeps going. He has 7 more years of work to get the one he loved. And Uncle still kept trying to trick him. He gets on the run. He gets ready to leave the uncle's house. He gets ready to leave. And uncle leaves and leaves him with goats and says, hey, the ones that's messed up, you take them. And God made all of them messed up. So he didn't have to leave empty handed. And Jacob has spent 20 years at the uncle's house. Getting tricked by the uncle. And had all of these children. He's on the run from Laban. And he's rushing out to get away from the one that had tricked him. And while he's on the run from his most current foe, he finds out something he thought he left in the past. He's on the other side of the river. Jacob sent everything he had across the river, his wives, his children, his possessions. And when he got sent them across the river, just the one thing he couldn't see in was the stuff he was carrying on the inside of him. Everybody wants the future. The new name, the new season, the new promise. But nobody wants to fight all night long to learn that your future is waiting on the fight. Can I tell us something today? You can't walk into your future without scars. You can't walk into your future. I'm preaching to me for a second. You can't walk into your future without having to understand you take in all of you into the new you. Some of us hadn't changed because we hadn't struggled yet. Three things. And I'm gone, y'all. First thing we learn in this text, what helps you fight for the future? First thing you have to have is the isolation. Verse 24, part A says, so Jacob was left alone. Jacob spent his whole life surrounded by Rebekah's schemes, Laban's house, his own crowd of wives, his servants, his livestock, because crowds do a great job of hiding you from your issues. You can stay busy enough, surrounded enough, entertained enough to never have to face you. Some of the loudest rooms we've ever been in when we was in there by ourselves. We use many things as crowds, family, friends, strangers, work, kids, so you don't have to face yourself. See, it's easy to convince people you were right. It's hard to lie to yourself. The reality is that sometimes we need to realize that isolation is divine appointment, not demonic attack. Because when God gets you alone, you hear him clearly. I would argue This is not the first time this angel showed up to wrestle with Jacob. I would argue that Jacob could have wrestled this angel a whole long time ago. I would even argue that the angel would have wrestled him when he went and lied and stole the birthright of his brother. He should have wrestled the angel then, but he was surrounded by people that was telling him what he wanted to hear. And the problem with some of us is that you don't know that it's time to wrestle because you got too much noise. Isolation. This isn't demonic. This is divine. God has a way of eliminating all of the noise so you can embrace the weight you need to lift. Because the reality is what most people don't want to hear is that before God blesses you publicly, he breaks you privately. Night season is hard. Night season is heavy. It's where the real work happens. Everybody is there for the celebration. Who's there to rub your back when the tears won't stop falling? Who's there whenever you're shaking on the inside? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Who's there to hold you whenever the stress in your body starts overtaking you and the stuff that's on the inside of you emotionally starts showing up in your body? Y'all don't want to talk to me. What do you do whenever the stuff that you're carrying, the weight of what you're trying to avoid, starts chasing you down? The weight gets heavy. Nothing satisfies you. Some of us can say, it was when I was by myself, I said enough is enough. I'm tired of being where I am. Because it was in my broken place where I heard God clearest. It was in my time of being alone. Stop confusing the company with covering. Stop telling people, pray for me, when you already know the answer, just scared to walk in it. You don't need another prayer conference. You need to get it by yourself and give God the answer you've been wanting him to give you. Yes. See, when you by yourself, you realize God don't want you to be perfect. He loves you, but he can't love all of you if you don't give him all of you. First thing is the isolation. Second thing is confrontation. Don't just get by yourself. Because you still got to get to this other side. Because on this other side is some facing you're going to have to do. Because I can convince myself. But if I convince myself, that might not change anything. I need to make sure that this is not just me changing. I need my spirit to change. Jesus says, I come that you might have life. It seems weird that Jesus would say that to people that was alive, because what he was literally trying to explain to them is that I'm not coming to give you what you already got. What I'm trying to get you is a spiritual life, because some of us don't understand that you can be physically alive and spiritually dead. Some of us don't understand that until you're willing to confront the thing that is holding you back, that you're going to have to fight all night long, because some stuff ain't going to come with a praise. Some stuff going to come with a wrestle. He wrestled by himself. Wasn't no tag
team match. And what do you do when the person you wrestling with is God? You were scared. You plotted, y'all, when you get over there. If you see my brother, if he's still mad at me, tell him I sent y'all to him. He can have y'all. I don't want no problems with him. Y'all go over there. And so if he kill y'all, y'all all right, but I'm going to stay over here until he, because everybody that plots, I'm sorry, let me talk to myself. Some of us that like to plot and don't pray got a problem, because what do you do when you sent the plot ahead of you and all you got left is the person? And while you were preparing for the attack across the river, God was waiting on you in your quiet place. Verse 24 says, and so Jacob was left alone. That's part A. Part B, and a man wrestled with him. He didn't pick a fight with the man. The man picked a fight with him. Because God is pretty good at picking fights. Woo! He'll make you uncomfortable. He'll make you have to say what you didn't want to say, but you wanted the benefit of saying it in the first place. Y'all don't want to talk to me. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I'm trying to say you can't get out of what God is trying to do for you until you face what God is trying to do to you. See, the problem with some of us that don't want to have confrontation, you've never been to underwriting. Underwriting, when you apply for a house, you go to underwriting. When you go to underwriting, they tell you in underwriting, they tell you the debts that you have not paid yet. They come back with stuff, Jesse, you ain't thought about in 10 years. They come back with dentist bills that you thought you had gotten smooth away from, because they have a feeling that if you didn't take care of that, you won't take care of this. God is the consummate underwriter. Some seasons you can't go into carrying debts from your last season. You're going to have to clear that up. Since you're by yourself, let's fight it out. The wrestling lasted until commitment was made. Fighting until your change come. He fighting me, and I'm fighting him. But somewhere in the middle of the fight, I quit fighting for my life and start fighting for a blessing. I will not let go except you bless me. That's some of us that can say you just kept holding on and didn't know why you were holding on. I'ma just keep on holding on, because letting go ain't work. Holding on got to fix this thing. In this season of my life, I've had identity issues. I had relationship issues. I've had failures. I've had disappointments. I've had people that have walked out on me, that have talked about me, that have scandalized my name. I've had rumors that was true. Some was fake. Some was made up. I've had people that have lied on me, stole from me. I've given to the same people I patted on the back was trying to stab me in mine. Somebody besides me. And every now and then, I've had to confront not them, but the me that let them get away with it. It was the secrets that they told that I got mad, but when I got by myself, I had to realize they couldn't have told it if I didn't tell on myself. Didn't let go because it got dark. I didn't let go because the sun came up. I let go because I finally got my blessing. Confrontation. Confrontation gets tight. Confrontation gets weary. Confrontation gets hard. Confrontation gets, because until the breaking of day. Because some of us don't break until the day breaks. Some of us can honestly say, I'm just holding on until my blessing comes. You done got me here. The least I can do is keep holding on. The least I can do is just say, God, you know, I ain't saying I got it all together, but I am saying the least I can do is say, God, you get the glory. Because I'm willing. Anybody besides me really to confront some stuff you thought would take you out? Because what's on the other side of it is probably going to be better. Not because I know for a fact that it's going to be better, but I'm just convinced that it might be better. I ain't 100% sure. I don't know what's on the other side of this fight, but I know I don't like what was on the backside of it. Come here real quick before I get into my third point. Can I get two or three people that'll shout with me that'll say, I'm not comfortable in my comfort place? I'm not comfortable in the place that I thought that I made comfortable for me. The place I call norm, I ain't happy in. Talk to me. First thing was isolation. Second thing was confrontation. Third thing about this fight is transformation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Transformation. He left. In the middle of the fight, what's your name? The last time Jacob was asked that question, oh, y'all don't want to hear me because it's going to mess you up. It's going to jack up your theology. If you go back and look at the last time Jacob was asked, who are you? He lied. He had on his brother's clothes, was in his daddy's room. And when his daddy said, who are you? He said, I'm Esau. Come here real quick, because I want what I feel like somebody got for somebody else. Because when you answer for who you are, it tells people what you expect. I'm Esau. I'm not Esau, but I'm Esau. I'm not Esau, but I'm Esau. Pastor, what that mean? You trying to be deep? No, no, no. What I'm trying to tell you is sometimes you find people, sometimes we get, and I ain't gonna even make this ambiguous. I'm just gonna make this all of us. Some of us have struggled trying to be people we were not born to be. And walked around with blessings that wasn't designed for us because we're answering to a name we were never designed to answer to. Who are you? When he said his name, it carried the weight of everything he brought to the table. Come here real quick. Last time he was asked his name, he said he was Esau. And when he said he was Esau, he said he was Esau, but he also had stew that Esau was supposed to bring. He brought Esau's stuff to the meeting. But when the angel asked him his name, he said, I am Jacob, which means I'm the trickster, the heel grabber. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He said, I'm the liar. I'm the deceiver. I'm the one on the run. I'm the fraud. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I'm the one that took advantage of the people that should have been standing with me. Who are you? I am the deceiver. Because until you bring Jacob to the altar, he can't be changed. Some of us have struggled because we brought all kinds of stuff to the altar, but never brought us. You can't be transformed by still being in denial. The man who wouldn't admit who he was to his daddy had to admit who he was to God. Pause, rewind, come here for a second. Don't get mad when people lie to you. Because if they'll lie to God, they'll show a lie to you. If they ain't scared of God, what? I'm gonna say something. Why you think they'd be scared of you? But when you get to a place where you bring you to God, it doesn't change, it transforms. Ooh. Y'all missed it. It doesn't change, it transforms. Y'all didn't like cartoons. I like the Transformers. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, they had Transformers on TV. Transformers on TV, they had Optimus Prime. You watch. Okay, my boy back, he with me. They had Transformers. And so they would be robots that could walk around, but they would also be able to change into something else if the mission called for it. And so when they started looking for the big robots, they could change into something else. Come here real quick. Because some people don't understand. They came looking for you in one direction. They didn't know you had changed. Because when you've been in transformation, what you used to do don't work no more. I look like it, but I ain't it. I got the same color. I got the same paint job. I got the same face, but I ain't it. What's changed? He didn't say, I seen the mountain, I seen the angel. He said, this is Peniel. I've seen God face to face. What happened to you in the last 20 years, Jacob? Well, it ain't the last 20 years. It was last night. Just yesterday, I met a man that changed my life. The truth is, tell him your name. Watch this, y'all. The sun went up. He wrestled. And he left the match with a changed name and a hip out of socket. He left with a limp. Because some of us have left situations with limps because we didn't understand that we've been in a fight. And you thought my limp was about being demonic and when I was in sin. But every time my hip hurts me, I remember I did fight. So while you judge my limp, it's my limp that reminds me I did see God face to face. Come here real quick, because some of us have struggled, because you need to understand that what you've been dealing with, what you've been looking for, what you've been waiting on is waiting on you in the ring for the fight. You've been praying for something. God said, I can't give it to you till you get in the ring. You've been waiting on something, God said, I can't give it to you till you get in the ring. You've been sacrificing, fasting, and praying. You've done all of the things. And God said, you did everything but get in the ring. Because if you get in the ring, I'm going to change you in the ring. Ain't got nothing else for you. Some of us need to change our ringtone. I grew up when boxing matches was only on HBO. They had a guy on HBO that would do the ring announcer. And they would, before the fights came out, before he was anything, he would hush the crowd. He will say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all generations. But he would end the announcement. Let's get ready. I'm bringing me to the fight. Some of us, I wish I could end on the high, but I really want to end by sharing this weight. Some of us, what you've been praying for, God can't give you until you get in the ring. And you've been waiting on a sign, you've been praying for a sign, you've been laid out for a sign, you've been meditating for a sign, you've burnt sage for a sign, you've asked other people for a sign, you've studied astrology for a sign, you've looked in the stars and skies for a sign, you studied Egyptian hieroglyphics for a sign, but let your pastor give you your sign. This is your sign to get in the ring. Because the you that you waiting on God to bless don't show up until you get in the ring. This ain't a tag team match. This is one-on-one. This ain't Royal Rumble or Battle Royale. This is one-on-one. You gonna have to fight God face to face. This is my prayer. That you understand that your future is waiting on your fight. Because if you don't fight, you're going to stay at the other side of the river. You won't die. You won't faint. You won't give out. You're not going to throw up. It's not going to throw in the towel. You keep going on. But it won't be what God had for you. And the struggle that some of us have is we've gotten used to living beneath what God had for us. You're trying to figure out, why is everything going crazy? Why is everything going, all of this stuff? All of this stuff is going on in your life. But some of us can honestly say, I don't know all of the things that everybody else dealt with. And God didn't meet me at my high place. God didn't show up whenever everything was okay. Everything was in its right place. It was right when... right when I was ready to give up, throw in the towel and say, I can't do this no more. That's when he blessed me. Because my life was torn. Beyond repair. I felt so alone. Seemed no one cared. But you came along and you gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain. What's my word of faith? You could have left me standing with no one to care. But I had a promise. But you promised me you'll be there on time. What's my shout? And you did it. Guess what? You said, I wish I had somebody in here today that would say, I'm only celebrating because he did just what he said. I've had people lie. I've had people talk. I've lied to myself, but I'm grateful that you did just what you said. Against the odds.
I made a choice.
To give you my trust. And now I rejoice. You answered my prayers. Not a moment too soon. Your word
I embrace my sins. You erase. You could have left me standing with no one, no one to care. But you promised me you'll be there on time. Woo. I need y'all to say this with me today. And you did just what you said. I gave it up. That's when you blessed me. I let it go. Anybody got some stuff you need to let go? God says when you let it go, that's when he'll bless you. When you give it up, that's when he'll, if you face it, he'll bless you. Y'all don't want to talk to me. If you got a promise for him, he'll do just what he said. I gave it up. That's when he blessed me. I let it go. That's when he blessed me. To ease my pain and erase the strain, I gave it up. Anybody ready to give it up today? Yeah. But you promised me that you would hear my plea. I said, have your way, for I'm here to stay. But you promised me that you would hear my plea. I'm going to open the altar. Anybody besides me ready to let some stuff go and face God face to face? Come to this altar. If you're ready to fight for your future, come to this altar. If you're ready, this is not invitation, this is altar prayer. Because we want to pray for you for where you're trying to go. God said, have your way.